Proclamation number 3701, dated the March 1st, 1946. God's spiritual and physical care for his own. Whatever you require will be given to you by my love, all depending on need and belief. But first I will consider your souls. Therefore, I will occasionally refuse to give something to your body, so that it will not stop the soul from receiving spiritual knowledge. For when the body receives little, the soul can be more receptive, since it will recognize its human weakness and lack of strength when it does not receive its strength from above. However, an obstinate soul can also ignore the right kind of knowledge. It can descend into a state of total inactivity and only pay attention to the body and its needs, in which case the body's suffering will be in vain. However, my love will use this method as long as there is the slightest chance that the soul will take the right path and turn to me with its request for help. But a devout person who always places his trust in me will not be left in worldly hardship, even though it will affect him too for his own and his fellow human beings' sake. Because his sincerity of prayer to me should increase, the connection with me should gradually take place more often, since the need of the time necessitates it, spiritually as well as worldly. I will take care of my own, and the more they believe in me, the kinder I will be. But even my own will at times feels their body's distress for their own benefit. Because my often miraculous help, my loving care, will bring them increasingly closer to me and thus intensify their strength and faith. The approaching time will be hard for humanity and only bearable with firm belief in me and my constant willingness to help. But I will not place an intolerable burden on you. I will help as soon as you yourselves want to be helped and make it known by fulfilling my will. I want to eradicate your selfishness. I want you to become sensitive to your fellow human beings' plight, and if you endeavor to change in accordance with my will, I shall not let you perish in the distress of your body and soul. For although humanity wants to doubt me, although it constantly questions my whereabouts because I allow misery and hardship to happen, I will become evident to my own in time and again will help them. Thus every human being should endeavor to belong to my own, to believe in me, i.e., acknowledge my love, omnipotence and wisdom, to trust in me and comply with my commandment of love. Then he will feel my presence, he will be able to convince himself of my loving guidance, because my love will seize him and I will carry his burden on his behalf and he will live, worldly, for as long as it is destined for him, and eternally. Because my own can never become lost or be without strength. And they will always receive strength and grace. I will fortify them spiritually and worldly and give them what is needed by body and soul. For I gave people my word that I shall provide for them like a father for his children, and my word is truth and will remain so for all eternity. Amen.